love is not provoked. One characteristic of the love that the Bible defines deals with a provocation to anger, or someone quickly being caused to become wrathful. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5 states that love is not provoked. To properly understand this verse, we need to make sure that we keep it in the proper context of the verse that preceded it, and also of the verses that are going to follow. Upon further inspection of this passage, using various responsible Bible translations, we see the idea that love is not to be easily provoked. We can get this idea from the King James Version, as well as also other responsible versions and translations of the Bible. In lieu of these other translations speaking about love being easily provoked, and also keeping in mind the other passages of Scripture that talk about anger that we will mention in a few moments, we understand that this verse is not teaching that love is never to be provoked. This verse also does not teach that every time we would become angry or wrathful that we commit sin. That's just not the case. We can all think of a classic account that we use quite often about Jesus Christ himself, whenever he overturned the money changers and drove them out of the temple. In Matthew chapter 21, also paralleled in Mark chapter 11, we can be assured that Jesus, in this case, in this instance, was indeed provoked. He was angry at this point, but yet he did not commit sin. We are also aware of God's wrath that will be carried out on those that know not God in the last day, in the day of judgment. And we also are aware of God's previous dealings with man in the Old Testament, and how folks of old actually paid with their very lives because of their lack of respect and their lack of obedience to the clear-cut will of God. We also do know that God, though he is angry at times, does not sin. So not all anger brings forth sin. But God does demonstrate his love toward us by being angry at times. And that is how we as mankind are made very aware of God's disapproval and God's displeasure whenever we do certain things against his will. We do know that God is love. God's love is not easily provoked to anger. Likewise, when we strive to have the love that is described in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we must not be those whose anger is quickly or easily kindled. That's the clear teaching of this verse. More about how to temper our love and be those whose tempers are controlled is brought out in the previous verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And also in the following verses about love being kind and love that suffers long. We're also reminded about being swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. James chapter 1 and verse 19. And Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26, be angry and sin not. So when we keep this verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, when we keep this verse in its proper context and keep in mind other passages of God's Scripture that deal clearly with anger, we understand that we must not be those who overreact to life's trivial frustrations, and we must not be characterized by a constant state of anger. If we can control our anger, then we will indeed be exhibiting the love that God designed. We will also exhibit love that God desires for his children to have.